From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, this is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The Hollinger Mine Open Pit Lookout opens tomorrow until Thanksgiving for this season. One view gives you a perspective on the city, the other a live look at mining operations in the pit. Newmont Porcupine General Manager David Pistorius says the lookout will always be here, but the mine's days are numbered.
It's probably going to have to be working until the end of this year before it comes to its normal life, end of life.
The lookout off Burnett Road and up Shania Twain Way will be open from 8 in the morning until 8 at night. Work on new train shelters will start this summer ahead of Northlander passenger rail service returning in 2026. In Bracebridge today, it was announced that three contracts have been awarded to design and build nine station shelters, enhance rail safety, and complete warning system upgrades. Associate Minister of Transportation Vijay Thanagasalam says this is an important step in connecting Ontarians.
We know that people and businesses across the north have long waited for the return of this passenger rail service that will get them where they need to go, safely and reliably.
Some of the stations will be installed in Matheson, Kirkland Lake, Temiskaming Shores, and Temagami. Once the service returns in 2 years, it will take passengers between Timmins and Toronto, with a handful of stops in between. There's been a 125% increase in ATV fatalities in Ontario this year. The OPP shares that grim statistic as it starts off its ATV Awareness Week, which runs until Sunday, June 9th. 9 people have died in OPP-investigated ATV accidents in 2024, 8 operators and 1 passenger. Officials say more than half the victims were found without a helmet, and a third of the fatalities involved drugs or alcohol. The OPP and the Ontario Federation of All-Terrain Vehicle Clubs are urging all riders, regardless of skill, to wear a helmet during every ride. There was growth in Canada's economy in the first quarter of this year, but it was slower than expected. Statistics Canada is reporting the real gross domestic product grew at an annualized pace of 1.7%. Household spending was tempered by household savings, which reached their highest level in 2 years. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at MyTimmonsNow.com.